Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, Reefa.
Well, good morning, Jim. I am
good
back.
Good morning to all our listeners.
Yeah, I'm back from Mexico. I had a wonderful cruise last week.
Nice and relaxing
before Thanksgiving.
You're a good example, Reefa. You're a good example to all these, all these people any age, basically, that work hard and do their thing and just don't take time. And so anyway, and here we are at what? This is your thing here, Cyber Monday. You're the cyber person.
It's true. It's true. I'm trying very hard not to buy anything today. I am not a good example of a Cyber Monday person. I have looked, though. They've got some really great sales on there.
I guess it's all about getting the deals, like that Black Friday, and that now it's Black Friday weekend. But
Black Friday week.
and then it's going to be Black Friday month, and you know, whatever. But it seems to be now the big stores are getting affected by all this buying online and these online warehouses and everything. And I'm seeing some of these big stores closing down.
Well, I buy a lot of things online.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topics.
Here we go on the hot topics.
Yeah, I was going to say, though, just quickly, I buy a lot of things online, so I do it all year round, so I don't need a Cyber Monday. I just need a computer. But on to our hot topics. My hot topic today is the Peace Fund Games. It's 4 days, 23 hours, 57 minutes, and 33 seconds before the Peace Fund Games begin. For those of you that don't know, it's a weekend of paintball and celebrities. It's sponsored by Adrian Paul. He's the creator. It's his brainchild. And he's going to bring celebrities, paint, and people together to raise money for children's charities. So it's really going to be a great weekend. It's next weekend. General admission is $15 for 1 day, $25 for 2 days. That's Saturday and Sunday. For $79, for $79, you can actually play paintball. And I have been saying from day one, I am not going to play paintball. I am not going to play paintball. But as it turns out, in order to raise money for my charity, I have got to play paintball. So I will be playing paintball. I don't know how long that's going to last, but I need our listeners to sponsor me. I need you to go to thepeacefundgames.org, the Peace, P-E-A-C-E, Fund, F-U-N-D, games.org. My name's not up there right now, but it should be up either later today or tomorrow. And I need you to sponsor me because I need to raise money for my charity. So I'm going to take one for the team. My charity is They Can't Speak, But We Can. It's a Atlanta-based charity that is helping to be the voice of severely disabled children in the classrooms by installing cameras in the classroom so parents can actually see what's going on with their children and to be the spokesperson and advocate for severely handicapped children. So that's my charity. And so it's go to thepeacefundgames.org and just look at all the stuff that's going to be going on there. There's going to be entertainment. There's going to be fun. There's going to be games. There's going to be celebrities. It's going to be a great couple of days. It's going to be out in Oceanside, out at Camp Pendleton. So I just want to encourage everyone to come on out and have a great weekend with us.
There it is. It's going to be fun. And I'm looking
and
forward to seeing.
Eric's going to
be hosting.
So
and we'll see if
Aretha
takes any shots.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take at least one hit because you got to die at least once. But they can sponsor me by buying extra lives or just giving a donation. I'm asking that people just give the general donation and let us decide how we're going to use it as a strategy for our game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, go on. That's December 6th and 7th, and look forward to seeing everyone there. And
there
your hot topic, Jim?
Well, and Aretha, with the games, Easy Way Broadcasting will be a sponsor to the games. And it's coming up fast. So anyway, what I'm going to touch on, and everybody knows, Aretha, my co-host, went on a nice cruise to Mexico, and she's a very busy lady. But you know what? Aretha knows how to get away and relax. And you know, she's a good example for many of us baby boomers because we become complacent and we wind up doing the same old thing every day. We may want to go to places and do more things, but guess what? The budget, we look at it, it just doesn't seem to fit. It doesn't allow for us to do some of these fun things. Well, remember some of our past reports I've done on baby boomer discounts. Well, there are many places to go, and there's a lot of things that that we can do that are more affordable than you think. For instance, taking a cruise. Well, if you're on a strict budget, that's probably out of the question, and you take those cruise pamphlets and you just throw them in the trash. Well, not really. The cruise ships, well, what they do is they actually have cruises that are under $200 and even less. And why is it so cheap in this day and age? Well, the cruise lines would rather give you a 50% or more discount and fill their ships than have an empty voyage. It's like the discounts for the movies. If you didn't really already know, there's a lot of things you could do. For instance, the movies. All right, who wants to pay $13 to go see a movie? Well, there's cinemas that have movies like the Santa Ana Mall, the Woodbridge Cinema in Irvine, and you can get into the shows for $2. And why in this day and age would these scenarios with the cruises or the movies or whatever else, why would they be so cheap? Well, they would rather fill the seats than have an empty room there or an empty cruise. So we figure they'd rather charge $2 than have six people sitting there at $13 each. And remember, these people count on you getting in there and buying the $7 popcorn and the $4 soda because they figure that you figure, hey, we save so much money getting in, let's go splurge at the concession stand. Well, that same scenario goes along with the cruises. You get the cruise ship cheap, but you stop at the shops and you eat there and, you know, that. Well, but here, wait a minute. We're talking about not spending money here, so go to the movies, but you may want to pass in the concession stand. You can go on the cruise ships, but you may want to pass on some of the expensive restaurants or some of the gift shops.
Well, the thing is, just, on cruises, the food is included. So that's
well,
the
it's
great
included,
thing
see?
About
so,
the cruises. The food is included on the cruises. It's
so there
the
you go.
Gift
so
shops
there's
that get you.
They get you
the
there, yeah. So
the food is included. It's the gambling and the gift shops that get you.
Yeah, and there's a lot of veterans discounts people don't know about. So go out and enjoy yourself, even if you're on a budget, you know. And say, Aretha, you set a good example there. So you don't need $2,500 to go have fun somewhere.
Absolutely. And that brings us up to our first commercial.
Innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
We have a guest today.
Well, we do, Aretha, and his name's William Ramirez, and a lot of the boomers and other people of whatever age, this is a topic that everybody should be interested in. William is an expert in the field of retirement and the life insurance, which is such an important issue, and there's so many facets of this, life insurance, the whole life, the term, the hybrid term, and even life settlement. So, William, are you on with us?
Here. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
There he is, William. This is Aretha Gray. Just to introduce you, Aretha William.
Hi, William.
Good morning, Aretha. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Sure, sure. And, you know, William, we've got an audience that's basically in the retirement era, so you probably have a lot of experience in, you know, in this field. And, you know, naturally, a lot of people should have thought of this when they're in their 20s because it's so much more affordable. But, you know, what happens is all of a sudden we find ourselves at a certain age going, you know, I better think about this. You probably run into that scenario with a lot of people.
Absolutely, Jim. You know, a lot of people that I run into, baby boomers, when the market crashed in 2008, people lost 30, 40, 50, 60% of their portfolios. And what we're seeing now is people are looking for alternative investments. They are looking to certainly leave more money to their families, their heirs. And there is a very interesting fixed dollar double-digit return investment, no market risk. It's their fractional life settlement. They've been used by institutional investors like Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, but now Californians can do this, and throughout the U.S., actually, and investors can use this as a way to not only protect their retirement planning, but also to have a great predictability on the outcome of their income. And we use that, we use life settlements as a way to protect their retirement income. And also, we use life insurance. We structure life insurance in a way where they can accumulate money on a tax-free basis, which has been used by the wealthiest people for decades. But a lot of people don't know about this, and we're showing people how this works so that way they can also make money the way the wealthiest people in the country have done it for decades. And
wow.
Anybody can do it that can save money, but certainly we can do it by just redirecting underperforming investments or risky investments, for that matter, that are in the stock market. And that's a problem because we don't know, you know, we can't time retirement when money's in the stock market. So we use things that are not only insured, but they're also they have great predictability in the outcomes. And so people have more peace of mind and financial security. So, yeah, it's so interesting.
Now,
yeah,
we chatted a little bit. You had mentioned that now on this investment program, you can actually tie your life insurance investment into the stock market, if I have that right. And if the stocks rise, your investment goes up. But if they drop, your investment stays at a neutral level. You don't lose money.
That's correct. The way it works is when the stock market, as you mentioned, when the stock market goes up, you will make a maximum of 17%, which is, I think, nowadays most people will be very comfortable with that or happy. But if the market drops, you don't lose a penny in your investment. The money that is gained over the 12 months is locked in your insurance policy account. So even
wow.
if the market crashed the following year, your money is 100% protected for life. And
that's amazing.
That is amazing because a lot of people had, you know, a large retirement plan, but then it got small when the market crashed, and now, you know, they have to recover, and obviously recovering money is a lot harder than just adding more money to something that didn't lose anything, very
right.
much like what we're talking about. So when you can do that, and yeah, when you can do that and do it on a tax-free basis, meaning you can access them, you can not only grow your money tax-free, but you can take it out tax-free for your retirement, it makes it a whole lot better. And that's what a lot of wealthy people have done, and certainly baby boomers can do this too. Anybody can do this. It's just, it's knowing, you know, it's education, obviously, and knowing how this works. And I'll be happy to speak with them with a free consultation and show them how this works. So that way they
can. Well, we'll get into that. That's, and we appreciate it. And I know you're a busy guy and everything, but, you know, you have life insurance. So there's whole life and term, and I talked to you about hybrid term. And the life
right.
settlement, which we cover a little bit. Now, we have
right.
a lot of individuals that just didn't really get around to doing a policy, and they find
right.
themselves in the close to retirement age, or they took out a policy and they had cashed it in several years ago for whatever reason. So here
right.
you are, and guess what? You can't get, like some of the commercials, a $500,000 policy for $20 a month or some ridiculous fee. No, we're paying, you know, $200 and $300 to get $50,000 or $60,000 because as we age. So
right.
my question is, like, term to me, unless I'm missing something, kind of seems like a waste of time. Because here you are, say you're 55 or 60, and you think, well, I'm going to get a policy, I'll get 50 or 60 or whatever. I can afford it for a couple $100. At least there will be something when I go. Okay, so you're sitting there, but here's your term. At 60, well, I better be gone by 80 because after my birthday, that policy just disappears. So kind of a
right.
waste of time. Where the way
correct.
To get it is whole life, but that's going to be more expensive, right? So how do you balance that out?
Or
well,
what's the difference, William? What's the difference between term and whole life? Let's start
well,
there.
It's
yeah.
really simple. Term insurance is just for a period of years that you're renting. It's like renting insurance, basically. You're renting it. You're leasing it for a certain period of years with the life insurance company. And after the years that they've given you, after it reaches a certain period of years, it just basically either quadruples the price, certainly the price will go up, or it cancels because, you know, it's just too much money for you to pay. So it's just it's for a set number of years, where whole life is just, it's for your the rest of your life. But what Jim was talking about is basically a hybrid term is basically a life insurance plan that will be a lifetime plan for the whole entire life, but you're not adding the extra money or paying the extra money to the insurance company like with, let's say, such as whole life. So you're just purchasing the death benefit. You have the death benefit for a lifetime. And that's it. So it's basically a life insurance for the whole entire remainder of your life, but with no cash as far as cash value, like whole life. So you're paying about 40-50% less, and you're having protection for the rest of your life, and that gives people more peace of mind and financial security as well. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So with whole life, you can draw money out other than
that's
dying?
Correct. Well, yeah, it builds up cash value, so you are able to draw out money if you like while you're alive, but you are paying 40-50% more money for that. So
yeah.
a lot of times
yeah.
people don't want to spend that much money. They just want pure protection. In other words, you know, protection so that way their family has, you know, money and legacy. They leave a legacy to the family, and they want it at the lowest cost. So what I do is I customize a plan that gives them just pure protection. In other words, a death benefit without the extra cash as whole life would have, but you're saving 40-50% on that policy. And that's just what I consider, it's like term, but it's a hybrid term, meaning that you have life insurance for the rest of your life, but you're, without paying the extra 40-50% of premium every month or every year, which is
okay.
well, like whole life is. So, yeah.
So the hybrid term is the happy medium between whole and term in a way, I guess you could say.
Yes, absolutely. So you save 40-50% without having to buy whole life, which is a lot more expensive.
These are interesting.
How would people be able to get in contact with you to find out about these different programs?
Right. Well, the easiest way is just to reach me on my cell phone, actually, because that's the way that they can contact me. It's area code 805-587-8785. And I'll be happy to give them a free consultation, review their current life insurance, if they have any life insurance, because life insurance does change every 2 to 3 months as far as insurance products, and I'll be happy to review it. If there's something better out in the market, I will be informing them and showing them the new better products out in the market. So, yeah, they can call me at 805-587-8785.
And what area are you located in?
I'm in Ventura County, but I do work all over California. And, you know, also I'll be happy to, you know, work anywhere in the U.S. I fly around different places so I can help people in this area of not only retirement planning, but also leaving money to their heirs, a legacy, so that way they have, you know, they feel better about themselves. Certainly, they made the right choices in their life as far as leaving money to their families.
Right. And, you know, ignorance is very costly, and we appreciate all the information. Well, thanks for coming on, William, and we look forward to talking to you again, because this is a topic that's really of interest to us all.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me on the show, Jim.
All righty.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye, William.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Well, here we are again, and I'll tell you, the weeks go so fast. In an article I found in U.S. News, the majority of baby boomers woefully unprepared for retirement. In large part, this is because baby boomers made many important financial mistakes. The following are a couple of them. They assumed that what went up will continue to go up. Well, many of the baby boomers, and, you know, they had the homes, the upsized homes, the large homes during the good years. All right, they would use highly leveraged and high-risk and unconventional loans. And I can relate to that, and I know a lot of my neighbors, they just drew on their homes like they were banks. They thought it was a low-risk activity, but because the equity they hoped would build up from, you know, from the great appreciation we had. Well, this turned out to be a really costly mistake, and many of them couldn't even afford to pay back these big equity loans. It's not meant to be a bank. The values, markets, and bond yields, they've slowed. So they, you know, just try to remember that when you take money out of your house in a situation like that, it's got to be paid back. Using home equity as a primary settlement or a retirement nest egg, for boomers who plan on using home equity as a retirement plan, all right, think again. This is meant to be a tax shelter and a place where you can live. And after a while, you have no payments because your property is paid off, and it won't be if you take, you know, keep taking this money out. Another mistake, failure to diversify, okay? Some boomers did not establish a proper allocation of investments into non-correlated asset classes. This takes careful study and thought. Instead, many boomers were oblivious to risk or focus on chasing returns from the hottest funds. If you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. Another one is ignoring life expectancy. When we plan for retirement, we often forget how long we might live. Millions of boomers abruptly pulled money out of their markets in response to negative conditions. Another factor all we're familiar with. All right, they sold low, forgetting that their investment horizon still spans for 20 or 30 years. Stable value funds and CDs are unlikely to take care of you till the end. Okay, sacrificing retirement savings for your families. If you're going to be pulling money out to take care of your family or so on and so forth, well, you might plan on knocking on their door in the years to come because you'll be out of money. And don't get addicted to stuff. This is a problem for many of us. Boomers are now turning 65, and many of us are now, you know, they want to simplify our lives, and we will be discarding much of the stuff we wasted money on over the years. The better path is to figure out how much that stuff was just a lot of trouble and expense, so think before you even buy it. So don't invest in the unknown. Know what you're doing, and do your research. Many people have lost their life savings, and we don't want to go that route, so do some research and know what you're getting involved in. Right, Retha?
Absolutely. Don't be like me. And moving on to tech talk.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, remember back in the days when we were young, maybe elementary school, junior high school, and we had our diaries and we wrote down everything that happened every day and we could look back and see what had gone on in our young lives. Well, I was never a journaler or really kept a diary, but I have come to learn that there's great value in diaries or journaling. And my excuse was always, oh, I can't keep up with it. I don't have a pencil and piece of paper, and on and on and on. I made excuses. Well, nowadays there are all kinds of diaries or journals that you can keep right on your smartphone or your pad, your tablet. It doesn't matter whether you just want to jot down a couple of words or everything that happened that day or your inspirations for the day, you can use these electronic journals. Now, they're all kinds. They can usually back up to the cloud. So when you change devices, you don't lose your diary. Not like in the old days when we had a key that we locked and then we lost the key and we'd have to break the lock to the diary. But you can transfer it from one device to another. You can journal on your tablet one day, on your phone the next. There are all kinds of apps. I was shocked to see how many there were. One that I particularly like was called My Wonderful Days, because I like to think of my days as wonderful days. But there are lots of them. They're journals, they're diaries, they're notebooks, and you can keep all of your information right in front of you. You can be just sitting around waiting. I know I'm a terrible waiter, but it would be a great time to just journal a little bit when you're sitting in the doctor's office, maybe waiting at the bank, waiting at restaurants for them to seat you at a table. You have your diary right there with you at all times. So come up into the modern ages, journal, diary, right there on your phone, on your tablet. A lot of them are even free, so you don't even have to pay for it. So that's my tech time tip for today, and especially for the new year coming up. You know, you want to, we say, I don't like to make resolutions because I fail at them miserably.
Yeah.
But I always say I try to do something new going into the new year. And this is a good way to start off the new year. You can download your journal now, learn how to use it, and by January 1st, you'll be ready to go for the new year. So that's my tip for today. And again, I just want to remind everybody about the Peace Fund Games. They're coming up this weekend on the 6th and the 7th. They're going to be out in Oceanside, which is a beautiful community, out at Camp Pendleton. I haven't been out to Camp Pendleton in years, and it's, like I said, 4 days, 23 hours, 31 minutes,
yeah,
and
time's
32
ticking.
Seconds. Time,
the time
is
the clock
ticking.
Is ticking.
And
for
I am
Risa,
going
get,
to be
get shot with those paintballs.
Absolutely. Go to thepeacefundgames.org. You can find out all the information. You can get your tickets. You can sponsor me, or if you want one of your other favorite celebrities, you got to look at the lineup of celebrities. They're great people that
gonna
are going to be there.
It's going to be a wild
there.
Day. It's going to be big, yeah. It, you know, Reeves is supposed to break the Guinness Book, I think, from what they say. I don't know the stats on it, but the Guinness Book of Records for paintballing, it could possibly break the record. That'll be interesting. And,
well, I'm telling you, ladies, you need to come out because there are going to be just a boatload of handsome young men out there playing football. I think that's what convinced me. And, guys, there are going to be some pretty ladies out there, too. I'm going to be the grandma of the group, okay?
Be the grandma. There you go. I just got a little spot here coming up. FDM Global Magazine's doing a layout on Eric, going to do an article. That's interesting. And, you know, we tell everybody, go to the WTV.com. It gets great stories, celebrities, information, interviews, interaction, connecting with the fans. And like the Easy Way Broadcasting fan page, download the Easy Way app. You know, there's just so much. And you got Eric's show coming up, the Easy Talk Live, Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Eric's guest is going to be David Shelton from NBC. theeasyshow.com/podcast. And our Accent Expo coming up at the LA Convention Center February 28th, 29th, and March 1st. That's gaining a lot of momentum. So I'll tell you, Aretha, this is quite a schedule for December. You know, and like you were talking about with your little, you know, with your report on putting all this in the phone, it does make a difference when you can unclutter, and I think this is the way to do it. If you remember that show with Jack Nicholson when he retired and he told the guy that was coming in to take his place, here's all the folders and boxes and all the clients I had. And when he drove away, they showed him dumping them all in the dumpster, and the guy sat down with his laptop, and he had everything in his laptop.
Absolutely. That's the way to go. Well, Jim, time is up again. I look forward
Thanks,
to talking
everyone.
To you. I'll see you between now and next Monday, I think, because you'll be at the
Probably.
Games.
Probably.
I look forward to talking to all the rest of you next Monday morning, 10 a.m., right here on EasyWayBroadcasting.com.
Thanks, everybody.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.